Upon meeting Ace, I quickly figured out that he's a quiet and a humble guy. Getting him to brag about himself or his job was nearly impossible. Although he was chosen by his supervisors at the Riley County Police Department to represent the human side of a not-so-forgiving environment. The Riley County Jail is in the basement of the police headquarters, where corrections officers like Ace work without sunlight among inmates in a building of steel and concrete. Ace wasn't always interested in working for law enforcement or criminal justice, for that matter. Until his acceptance into the department, Thompson had been a soldier in the Kansas Army National Guard and worked full-time in an auto shop. Thompson quickly changed his career path after a life-changing event a few years ago.
It was a drill weekend. A friend and I were in Junction City celebrating a birthday with a friend. We were out a little later than we had planned to, and we were at Poncho's. A few people, and then we down the street we noticed someone looked like a fight was going on, so we went, and the guy was screaming pretty loud. I don't know, for some reason we both rushed down there.
In those few moments, Ace and his friends were the difference between life and death for a man they didn't even know.
I look down, I see the guy, he's got a few stab wounds and he's bleeding out everywhere. Luckily the cops are just right around the corner, so they took the guy away while my friend and I performed combat lifesaver stuff on him and ended up saving his life.
He told me that working in a jail isn't always easy or forgiving. However, he did say that the job is definitely what you make of it.
I wouldn't say it's hard. I mean, it's definitely challenging because you have to be able to look at everything from their side, their point of view as well. So you can't just go in saying, hey, I'm the one in charge. But even though you are the one in charge, you have to see where they're coming from. I mean, being in jail, everything they've known about life is kind of ripped away. You have to be fair and you can't just judge them, even though you know why they're here.
Ace says that while he does see repeat offenders, some step out of jail with a new perspective. He specifically told me the story of one inmate who was still in jail when we talked.
When he came in, he was rude when he came in, but he's kind of settled down now. And he came up to some of us the other day and said, hey, I don't want to be in jail anymore. When I get done with prison, I want to be talking to students and things like that. So it was real good to see that. And I motivate him sometimes to try and go to church, because if you want to, I guess, someday speak to kids, you got to, you know, religious facts, everything can help out with that.
Thompson also credits his motivation to do his job well on physical and mental strength and practice, which goes hand in hand with his duties as a soldier in the National Guard. Read the full story on newsradiokman.com. For News Radio KMAN, I'm Michaela Gentine.